الله الرحمن الرحيم. All praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor and glory due, the unique with perfect attributes. He begets not, nor was he begotten. He has no equal, but he is the Almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger, who is sent as a warner and as a lamp giving the light of guidance, and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family, and his companions, and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Amen. Today, inshallah, we will continue learning about the verses of the Quran, how to read it and its tafsir. And inshallah, today we will read Surah Al-Kafirun. So now I will start to read, sisters, and you will read after me, then one by one if you want to.
Where is it?
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
قل
يا
أيها
أيها
يا
أيها أيها
الكافرون
كافرون.
قل يا أيها
يا أيها
يا أيها
يا أيها
الكافرون
الكافرون.
قل يا أيها
يا أيها
الكافرون
الكافرون.
I want you to notice, sister, that in the word الكافرون there is alif after the kaf and there is كسرة below the fa. Okay, so you will pronounce it الكافرون.
Again,
الكافرون
الكافرون.
قل يا أيها الكافرون
قل يا أيها الكافرون.
I want you to extend a little bit with يا أيها. Okay, so it will be again.
قل
يا أيها
يا أيها
الكافرون
الكافرون.
قل يا أيها الكافرون
قل يا أيها الكافرون
لا أعبد
ما
تعبدون again لا أعبد
ما تعبدون
ولا أنتم
عابدون
again there is alif after the عين and كسرة below the به. Okay,
ولا
أنتم عابدون
ما أعبد.
If you notice, there is Dhamma above the Dal, okay? But if you, in the Quran, if you are planning to stop, okay, and it is, you have to stop, so you change this Dhamma with Sukun, okay? If you will continue, suppose while you are reciting in Al-Salah, you can keep the Dhamma, okay? But we are so long, we will stop one verse, so you always change, you know, the short vowel over the last letter, okay, in every verse by school, okay? So it will be
ما أعبد.
So you will read again from the start, verse number 3, ولا
ولا
أنتم
أنتم
عابدون
عابدون
ما
ما
عبد
عبد
ولا
ولا
أنتم
أنتم
عابدون
عابدون
ما
ما
عبد
عبد
ولا
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 أنا
أنا
عابد
عابد
عابد again ألف and كسرة عين ألف به كسرة it will be عابد
عابد
ما
ما
عبدتم
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 try to clarify every letter to pronounce every letter عبدتم
عبدتم
okay ولا
ولا
أنا
أنا
عابد
عابد
ما
ما
عبدتم
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 ولا
ولا
أنتم
أنتم
عابدون
عابدون
ما
ما
أعبد
أعبد
لكم
لكم
دينكم
دينكم
ولي ولي
ولي
دين
دين
I will repeat it with you again but I need to clarify to you this is the best way to recite the Quran okay you are not requested and there is no Muslim requested to read the Quran better than this this is the Quran with the short vowel correct long vowel correct you are looking for the meaning of the Quran while you are reciting and you pronounce all the letters okay this is how the Quran is supposed to be read by the Muslims okay then we are in need to know the meaning okay then we are in need to practice the meaning okay that's it this is the Quran in the life of the Muslims okay inshallah you will learn how to read the best reading correctly Okay, sophistication in reading of the Quran will take your mind away from the meaning. So again, the Quran is a message to live, not just, you know, letters to pronounce. Okay, so inshallah, you will learn the best way to read. It will be, you know, still the music of the Quran will be there, but it is not the main goal of recitation of the Quran. Okay, the main goal of recitation of the Quran is to live the message. Okay, so inshallah now I will read again and you will feel the music of the Quran, but it is not your main concern. Okay, no sophistication. Okay, so again, I want you to, you know, to know how to say while you are saying أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم I seek refuge with Allah from the cursed shaitan, I want you to feel that you start to separate from the worldly life. Now I will talk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send for me a message. I must concentrate with this message. And I have the time to separate from the worldly life by saying, A'uzu. Now while you are saying these words, I want you to say it from your heart, not your tongue. Now I am starting to separate from the worldly life. Now you will start to feel the mercy of the Quran. Now the Quran will start to touch your spirit. Okay? Let us listen to it. You know, this is the most important, you know, in the recitation of the Quran, that you are looking for the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to touch your heart so that the Quran will be the message of cure and healing for your heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, وَنُنَذِّرُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَاءٌ وَرَحْمَ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ And it will be revealed from the Quran verses that will be a cure and a healing for the believers. So you want to feel that you are one of the believers whom the Quran is the cure and healing for her spirit. How I can live this reality in my life? I can live it when in reality. When I recite the Quran, I feel that I am in a more better shape and my psychological condition improved a lot. And in reality, the Quran, even I recite the Quran for 5 or 10 minutes, but actually it was a healing for, you know, my psychological upset or sadness or whatever. How you can live this feeling with the Quran and get the blessing of the Quran? Number one, you must separate totally from the worldly life, the same feeling which you must have it when you start the prayer. Prayer is an act which you are talking to Allah. Recitation of the Quran is an act where you are listening to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when I have the link with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I am supposed to stop other links with all the worldly life. Because I am in great need of that link, it will be inshallah a cure and healing for me. And because of that, for the prayer, there is a time between calling for the prayer and starting of the prayer, iqama. Also in the Quran, when you say, a'uzu, extend this, you know, a'uzu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. This is the time where I am sending the message to myself, forget about the worry, forget about sadness, forget about the problems. Now I will listen to Allah. Inshallah, after recitation of the Quran, the cure and the mercy will touch my heart and I will be in a more better shape. This is the goal why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the Quran for us, in order to be the cure and the heal and the healing and the laws of our life and the messages of hope and everything. So as Muslim, this is the rule of the Quran in our life. So we cannot just recite the Quran letters, our music with our tongue, and that's it. Okay, you will never practice it in your life except when you feel its effect on your spirit, so that you will love it. You cannot live without it. So I will practice it in my life. Okay, how you can have this in your life? Then, you know, sisters, as I was clarifying in the last message of hope in last class, when you will start to have this link with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will not be living this worldly life. You will be living with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will all the time shower your spirit with His mercy. So the problems are there, but you are not feeling any of the burden of the problems. You are not overwhelmed by the reality of the problems. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects yourself from the damage of the disasters and the hardships of the worldly life, because you are a true believer. How I can have this protection? Through the Quran and the prayer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The link with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? Then you will love the Quran and you will love the prayer. You will have the great reward. So you will be all the time sending messages to yourself. I love the Quran. Alhamdulillah, I live with the Quran in this life, and every letter of the Quran for us, the Arabic speaking, is multiplied by 10. For you, the reverse is double, and Allah increase. So you can imagine the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which you have when you have the correct link with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the Quran and with the prayer. How to start this link with the Quran now? Through a'uzu, from the depths of your heart. You see how I close my eyes, because I am telling to myself, Mona, forget everything completely. Now you have a plain white spirit, alhamdulillah, very calm, assured, full of hope. I am connecting with Allah. I want to get the feeling which I am looking for from the Quran. Through this, you know, steps 1, 2, 3, which you will learn it with the Quran, alhamdulillah, the Quran will be the cure and the healing, and the Quran will be your way to happiness in this life, and you will always feel that gradually I am closer to paradise, inshallah. So now let us again say, I want you now to say, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, from the depths of your heart, as if you are living in the desert alone. You and Allah and the Quran. This worldly life is not around. Okay, then inshallah you will feel the difference after we will finish recitation with the Quran. So I want you to say after me again, sisters. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim.
Again, until you feel that, alhamdulillah, now I am out. Now I can start to listen to Allah's words. Again.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
I seek refuge with Allah from the cursed shaitan. Out.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
قل.
قل.
يا أيها.
يا أيها.
الكافرون.
الكافرون.
قل.
قل.
يا أيها.
يا أيها.
الكافرون.
الكافرون.
قل يا أيها الكافرون.
قل يا أيها الكافرون.
قل يا أيها الكافرون. So we continue reading now. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولا
ولا
أعبد
أعبد
ما
ما
تعبدون
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 ولا
sorry
ولا
ولا
we will continue ولا
ولا
أنتم
أنتم
عابدون
عابدون
ما
لا
أعبد
أعبد
ولا
ولا
أنا
أنا
عابد
عابد
ما
ما
عبدتم عبدتم عبدتم
عبدتم
ولا
ولا
أنتم
أنتم
عابدون
عابدون
ما
ما
أعبد
عبد
لكم
لكم
دينكم
دينكم
ولي
ولي
دين
دين.
So now Daniel, can you read it? Then we read it one by one. Nora will not read. Okay, go ahead.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل يا أيها الكافرون لا أعبد ما تعبدون ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد ولا أنتم
ولا أنا
ولا أنا ولا أنا عابدون ما أعبدتم ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد لكم دينكم ولي دين
ولي دين.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل يا أيها الكافرون لا أعبد ما تعبدون ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد ولا أنا عابد ما عبدتم
ما عبدتم
ما عبدتم ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد لكم دينكم ولي دين.
صدق الله العظيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل يا أيها الكافرون لا أعبد ما تعبدون ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد ولا أنا عابد ما عبدتم.
ياسمين extend a little bit. ما عبدتم any ألف
ما عبدتم ولا أنتم عابدون ما عبد ما عبد ولا أنتم عابدون ما عبد ولا أنتم عابدون ما عبد لكم دينكم ولي دين.
صدق الله العظيم. Just try to extend the ألف a little bit. You would read.
I'll try. I'm like, oh, I don't get to practice.
Try and I will do.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل يا
يا أيها الكافرون
الكافرون.
Okay, you and Noura follow with me so that we will finish the citation. لا أعبد ما تعبدون ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد ولا أنا عابد ما عبدتم ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد لكم دينكم ولي دين. The homework for both of you is to revise the 28th alphabet letters.
What surah is this?
You must revise the letters. Don't forget about the verses.
What surah?
This is Surah Al-Kafirun. Okay, so now the homework is to revise the alphabet. Okay? Because if you know the alphabet, you will read the Quran, inshallah.
You already finished that book of alphabets. I'm coming like first time, excuse me.
He let us know the meaning of the tafsir, inshallah, of the surah. So that, inshallah, let us read it in English first, so you can read it for us in English now, Noura. Okay, or whatever. Then at least I will read with you. Can you read it
in English? In the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, the Most Merciful. Say, O Muhammad, these Mushrikun and Kafirun, O Kafirun, disbelievers in Allah, in His oneness, in His angels, in His books, in His messengers, in the day of resurrection, and in Al-Qadr. I worship not that you worship, nor will you worship that which I worship. And I shall not worship that which you are worshiping, nor will you worship that which I worship. To you be your religion, and to me be my religion. Islamic monotheism.
Actually, this surah was revealed because the people of Quraysh was trying to convince the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he will follow them for some time and they will follow him. Okay? So the surah was revealed, you know, having the message of the last verse, to you be your religion and to me my religion. Okay, this is Islam, the belief in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it is the message that قل in the Quran is say, O Muhammad. Okay, whatever is sent to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is to all his followers. Okay, that whoever is not believing in the oneness of Allah, okay, sister, this is Islam. They have their religion and we have our religion. This doesn't mean that they are our enemies. We will fight with them. We don't like them. There is no problem. You have your religion. I have my religion. Okay? So we must understand, you know, this fact in Islam. Islam is not against any other religion. Islam means that you submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala totally because you believe in His oneness. Whoever has his religion, it is his religion, their religion. And I have my religion. We cannot confuse the religions and we cannot hate or disrespect other religions. We respect other religions, okay, because everyone has the right to choose his religion. This is the message from Allah to you, be your religion. Okay, so this must be clear in the spirit of the Muslims. I respect other religions. It is, you know, the religion is something between the slave and the Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or the God. This is not the business of any human being. I am not supposed to judge others. When someone come and tell me, what do you think about this religion or that religion, I will answer from the Quran. To you be your religion and to me my religion.
Sometimes I've had to apply this even to Muslims.
Yes.
Because they're not practicing. Yes. Or, you know, they are, you know, I don't know whether they don't know.
Yes.
Or but don't care to know.
Yes, but I tell you one thing, this is a little
bit. Worship your way, I worship my way.
But I tell you, you know, subhanAllah, Helen, the goal of the surah is not to be used with those whom they believe in the oneness of Allah. Whoever believe in the oneness of Allah will be believing in your religion. Okay, maybe they are not practicing or whatever, but they are supposed to be believing in the oneness of Allah. What is, you know, the message of this verse of the surah of the Quran is that if you are a believer in the oneness of Allah, you are in my religion. If you are not, you are in religion different from my religion, but I respect other religion. Be with your religion, follow your religion, I respect your religion, you have your religion, I have my religion. Okay, so that there will not be, you know, a view that Islam is against other religion, Islam is pushing people, you know, to become Muslims. In Islam, Allah, in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لا إكراه في الدين. لا إكراه في الدين, this means that there is no pushing,
compulsion.
You know.
Huh?
Yes, in Islam. Okay, so this is the meaning of لكم دينكم وليجي. Okay. Go and live your life according to your religion and leave me to live my life according to my religion. I respect your religion and I want you to respect my religion. Okay, this is the message of Surah Al-Kafirun, because there are some people whom they misunderstand this surah. Okay, and they try to say that we are against the disbelievers or whatever. A Muslim has to be, you know, concerned about his own religion. In my life, I am concerned about my own religion, about my own deeds, about my own way of life. I am not the judge of life to say this is wrong religion, this is wrong people, these are not good people. This is not the rule of the life of the Muslim. In this life, I have a goal. My goal is, inshallah, to live a good life according to the belief in oneness of Allah, and then, inshallah, to be in the paradise. Living the good life, believing in the oneness of Allah, means that I am concerned with my trust in this life. To fulfill my trust towards Allah, towards myself, towards my husband. I have a lot to do. I don't have time. And I am not commanded from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make problems with those whom they are different from my religion. I am commanded to say to them, to you be your religion and to me my religion. That's it. Then be concerned with your religion, with your commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have a lot to do if you are, you know, related to this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse repeated, you know, one verse twice. Allah said here, لا أعبد ما تعبدون. Okay, verse number 3 is repeated in verse number 5. If you read verse number 3, it is the same verse number 5. Okay, Allah is repeating the same verse twice in one surah. Okay, this is to clarify the importance of the meaning. You don't worship what I worship, I don't worship what you worship, but you have your religion, I have my religion. Okay, this is the clarification, sisters, of the importance of the belief in the oneness of Allah in Islam. If you believe in the oneness of Allah, okay, you are having my religion. If you don't believe in the oneness of Allah, this is the core of Islam. The belief in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, and because of that, it is repeated that you don't worship what I worship because I worship only Allah. If you are not worship only Allah, so you are not, you know, worshiping the same like me. So, have your religion and let me have my own religion. Again, this is a message of peace between those whom they believe in the oneness of Allah and whom they don't believe in it. Let everyone have his own religion. Let everyone respect the other religions. Okay? So this is the message of the Surah Al-Kafirun, which we are supposed to understand it, okay, and to practice it in our life, so that we will have time and respect from others to practice our religion. If you respect the religions of the others, others will respect your religion. Okay, if you don't respect others, none will respect your religion. Okay, so clarify to the people that you deserve the respect when you respect them. Okay, this is how you can convince the people to respect you. Okay, so this is Surah Al-Kafirun. Actually, because we started late, this is enough for the Quran for today, inshallah. Open.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahirabbil alamin. Arrahmanirrahim. Maliki yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdinash shiratal mustaqim. Shiratal ladzina an'amta 'alaihim ghairil maghdubi 'alaihim waladdallin. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alif lam mim. Zalika kitabul la raiba fihi hudal lil muttaqin allazina yu'minuna bil ghaibi wa yuqimuna shalata wa mimma razaqnahum yunfiqun wallazina yu'minuna bil bima unzila ilaika wa ma unzila min qablika wa bil akhirati hum yuqimun sadaqallahu al-azim.